This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Now, 7 after the hour, you realize that as I present you with the geniuses that have been smart enough to join me on this program as part of their genius, in fact, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, all here with Kara Schillen being at the controls in our studio in Washington to bring you the best of the day. We'll, as a matter of fact, to underscore that, have Dr. Terry Gleason in a few minutes here helping those of you who are veterans fight heart disease. This is Heart Health Month, as you know, February, because Valentine's and the heart and all that stuff. So more attention than usual is given to affairs of the heart, and it isn't just romance. It's about the health, the conditions that are affecting your heart and the health of your heart. So we'll focus on that in a few moments. First, however, we'll focus on a couple of more people in the news. Chelsea Clinton. Last week, new book was published and produced by Chelsea
That's
Clinton.
That's what it is. She's been in the news so much, and I was wondering what the deal was. So she has a book out. Okay.
The book is called Governing Global Health, Who Runs the World and Why.
Fancy.
Fortunately, nobody's buying the book, though. If you look at the...
Sounds like a snooze fest to me.
The Amazon...
It's a very intimidating title.
Yeah. Well, she's very smart. She's
no,
very
of course.
Professorial.
I'm not taking anything away from her, yeah.
No. But anyway, the
it
book is currently...
It does sound like a college course, though.
Oh, yeah.
Amazon, the Amazon bestsellers list listed at 74,374 in their list of books being sold. That's where it is on the list. So probably not too many people will pay attention. But it does sound like something that would be... I mean, I wouldn't... Unless you were going to bed and you wanted to go to sleep fast,
yeah,
probably read it. It'll be the same. It's a Clinton Foundation product. She's vice chairman of their global health initiative, and so she's kept the business in the family, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. I have a lot of respect for her, frankly, and even more so after she took on the case of young Baron Trump,
right,
when he was being belittled and bullied on social media. She went right after those people that were doing it, which I thought showed a lot of class.
Like,
well, why wouldn't
to,
you?
Yeah, I feel like she had to raise her parents. You know, she had...
You know, she's more mature than they are. Yeah.
As someone who felt like I had to raise my parents a little bit, don't say anything. I kind
hey,
of
Mike, how's it going
her.
At home there?
He's awake, too. I love you, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy.
But, you know, I felt protective of them, and I think she did the same thing with her dad, and, you know, she probably felt protective of her mom. I mean, gosh, that's a lot to put on
she was very
a kid
angry
who's already
father.
Awkward. Yeah, and then you have... I mean, gosh.
She didn't speak to him about 6 months after the Lewinsky thing. And wow, you know, you can understand.
She was also young when she...
That's
very
what I
young.
Mean, yeah.
Yeah, she's a kid, yeah, real kid.
I mean, and when all that broke, what was she, 12, 13,
something
14,
like
15?
That.
Just old enough to be grossed out by what was happening?
Yeah.
Right, and the press wasn't, you know, I mean, the Clintons tried to protect her as much as they could as well, but, you know, I mean, the press wasn't always that nice to Chelsea either. You know,
yeah,
I mean, anytime you're 12 or... Yeah, if you're a 12 or 13-year-old girl and you're in your awkward phase, it's not fun.
It isn't. It's despicable the way some of these birds in the so-called snooze media take care of themselves. Here's a bit of gossip about Paul Walker. Remember Paul Walker?
Yeah.
Sure.
Remember him? From all of the Fast and Furious movies, was killed in a car being driven by a friend of his. It was a Porsche Carrera GT. And the family is suing Porsche because apparently they've done some research, or I'm sure they were contacted by some sharp lawyer who said, you can get a lot of dough out of these guys because there have been a lot of problems with these cars. So they found out that there were about 1,200 claims against these cars around the world. And in the first 2 years of their being on the market, a couple hundred of them were totaled.
Hmm. Well, they sort of, when I was reading into this, when he first died, they were trying to figure out how fast were they really going.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently a lot of these claims were that people weren't going that fast, like 30, 40 miles per hour, and then the car sort of just careens out of control and ends up killing people or ends up getting, you know, just the car itself is getting totaled.
Yeah. I don't know why people buy these cars. I think they're ugly as hell. I don't think there's anything in a Porsche Carrera. I don't even understand the fascination with Porsches.
I don't really either.
I don't get it. I don't see what the big deal is. Anyway, so...
But if the company knows this and they're hiding it, and the thing that's really bad about this story is that apparently within some of the emails that have been exchanged between lawyers now, it turns out that the employees were talking about all these cars that got totaled, the 1,280 of them that are made worldwide, it boosts the value of the remaining ones, and that they were sort of gleeful about this. Yeah. I mean, this is not good for Porsche. I mean, I don't know. We'll see where it goes, but that looks like that's a smoking gun for sure.
Another great day for the lawyers, though. Woohoo! Speaking of that, lawyers worked hard in South Carolina over the past couple of months to explain to workers at the Boeing plant what the pluses and minuses were. You got to hand it to Boeing and to the union. This thing that was voted on yesterday was handled, as far as I can tell, in a pretty upfront manner. Boeing makes no bones about the fact that they don't like unions. Hello, what big company likes unions? And so they explained the workers, the unions come in and they want to organize, and that's their right to do. And so they went into South Carolina, and I think I said this, maybe some of you listening in the Carolinas, you might work for Boeing. They have a well-run company. And they pay the non-union workers the same as they pay the union workers. So I guess my question would have been, why would you want to join the union if you get the same pay and you don't have to pay union dues?
Yeah, no kidding.
But they have different work rules, which is the difference. And yet they aren't that different. But Boeing, as again, most big companies want to control what their workers are doing when they're working. Boeing has the work rules like time breaks and that kind of stuff. It becomes almost superficial, some of this stuff. Anyway, the bottom line is that the plant in South Carolina, the Boeing plant, voted against joining the union after listening to presentations from both sides. You can imagine how hard the union was lobbying to get it done. I think there's 3,400 workers in that plant. They make 737s there. So that's one for the books. Speaking of one for the books, in a moment, the book on heart disease and how it affects veterans. So if you're a veteran or you have heart problems, this conversation will be right up your alley. Coming up in a few moments, 13 past the hour with DJV.
Mama always say, gotta be yourself, gotta be yourself.
You deserve the wedding dress of your dreams. Right now at David's Bridal, find gorgeous gowns for every style and budget, including select wedding dresses originally $700 to $1,600, now just $499. So be bold, be flirty, be sweet. But whatever you do, be your own bride, only at David's Bridal. Sale ends February 21st.
Gotta be yourself.
There are two kinds of people in this world, the haves and the have-dones. The haves bounce around the world in private jets. The have-dones bounce around the trampoline park in their socks. Bowling? Think Groupon. Ski slopes? Think Groupon. Weekend fun for the family? Download the Groupon app and use code WELCOME and get $10 off your first Groupon deal of $25 or more. Restrictions apply. See Groupon.com/radio for details. Because if you're going to own something, own the experience. Groupon.
Welcome to Staples. Staples guy, my New Year's resolution is to get new customers in the door.
Well, Staples has everything you need to promote your business. Signs, pens, mugs, you name it.
Perfect.
And right now you can get 15% off custom banners and posters.
15% off? That's one resolution off my list.
Oh, how many were there?
Just the one.
Then, Happy New Year.
This year, resolve to promote your business at Staples. And right now, get 15% off custom banners and posters. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 3/24/17. See a Staples associate for details.
All right, 15 past the hour with the DJV experience, welcoming Dr. Teresa Gleason, who serves in the VA Office of Research and Development, been there for quite a long time, managing mental health research portfolios, other research programs. And so in this era of a real focus on veterans affairs in the first place, Dr. Gleason, we have conflicting stories about what goes on at the VA, and it's interesting to see this initiative focusing on veterans and heart disease, which is appropriate certainly for February. It's appropriate for any time. So what's new in this area? How are the people working at the VA trying to fight cardiovascular disease with those who have served our country?
good morning, Doug, and thank you for the question. BA Research is actually working very hard to determine the most effective treatments for heart disease, and also researchers are studying ways to prevent heart disease, so investigating new treatments for increasing the success of smoking cessation approaches, for example, looking at medications that might be more effective in managing cardiovascular disease, and also looking at surgical approaches when needed for different conditions related to cardiovascular disease. So really across the spectrum, many, many research projects, and they all have the focus on improving the conditions in veterans and considering the increase in heart disease that will occur in veterans, especially because we have an older population that we need to be very concerned about.
Mm-hmm. So those who are coming back, though, the younger ones from either Iraq or Afghanistan, who have PTSD, post-traumatic stress disorder, I'm looking at this research here. It looks like you've taken a specific interest in those men, and they seem to have more of a problem than those who have not served in those theaters. Is that, or if you have PTSD, you've got more of a problem. Is that right?
Recently, a relationship between PTSD and the blood flow, that blood vessels actually contract a little bit more in individuals that have PTSD. And so this raises the risk of heart attack. It raises the risk of stroke. And so it's really important we look at those individuals not only for PTSD, but other physical symptoms and disease relationships such as heart conditions and high blood pressure.
Mm-hmm. I could give them a product called Super Beats. They could take that, and it would be good for them. They'd find that their arteries would open up a little bit, and it would help increase blood flow. What about women? I think the assumption here is we're talking about men, but in the main, women are not women in the service necessarily, but women in general. I'm sure as a heart specialist, you understand this as well. More women are having heart disease, heart problems than ever before. How does that fit in with women who are in the service?
Right. So women who are in the service who have other risk factors, just as we've talked about, PTSD being one of them, but we also have to think about ways to prevent the development of heart disease in women and think about the fact that oftentimes they're the ones that it remains silent in until people are looking at the disease. So all of the risk factors, not specifically gender-related, but smoking, obesity, diabetes control, all of these have to be considered in determining whether or not an individual also needs to be treated for potential heart disease. So the VA has a program of research that looks at factors affecting both women and men, actually, and women veterans are actually a growing number in the VA.
Yeah, I would have thought. So I only have a moment or two left. I'm guessing you're not doing this in a vacuum, but you're working with other people, other entities, other groups to maximize the outcome of all this research and share it, right?
The research that we do in VA has a national and international impact, obviously, on public health. It's really important. And we work with our partners, Department of Defense and other federal agencies, to make sure we're all contributing highly in fighting heart disease.
Mm-hmm. All right. So finding more information, go to va.gov, I'm going to guess, yes?
www.research.va.gov is the place for folks to find out more information, to look up trials, and also thank our veterans for their contribution in our research program.
Thanks, Dr. Gleason.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, Belly Flattening Helpline.
Hi, is this the number for the free trial of that belly flattening breakthrough, SomaBiotics?
It is. We're giving away free trials to anyone, male or female, who's over 18 and wants to flatten their belly fast.
I heard that SomaBiotics is so effective, it can actually cleanse pounds of sludge from your belly. Is that true?
Sure is. SomaBiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. It even combats periodic heartburn and acid reflux, so you'll look and feel great. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day.
Wow, I'm glad I called.
If you're over 18 and want to flatten your belly fast, call now for a free trial of SomaBiotics. 1-800-957-5396. But hurry, call now for details while they're still giving these trials away for free. 1-800-957-5396. If lines are busy, try again. That's 1-800-957-5396.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
One thing I've learned from all these damn mistakes of mine.
Yeah, who's this?
It's never worth the chase when chasing temporary highs.
This guy had to keep his day job. Kiefer Sutherland is not Kiefer Sutherland, but sort of this story reminds me of Kiefer going on the road with his act, his singing act. This is the story of Barry Zito. You may remember him from baseball. He was the first Cy Young winner to get a song on the Billboard charts. And
crazy.
It. He was a pitcher.
He used to date Alyssa Milano, by the way.
Oh, did he?
Oh, really? Yep.
I don't hear this at all. What am
it's
I?
Not terrible. I mean, it could have been a lot worse. Yes.
Need answers fast.
His father was a musician and conductor for Nat King Cole. His mother was one of Nat King Cole's backup singers. And his sister, Sally, is a country artist. Maybe he figures he can...
This feels a little country, right?
Yeah.
It feels like he's got a sore on his butt and he's trying to dig it up.
Oh, come on.
I think he actually spends his time in Nashville, going back and forth between California and Nashville.
Yeah.
So, I mean, country is definitely
more time
the way
in
he
California.
Means.
All right, listen, honestly, crank this up, Terry.
I may not know the secret to life, but I know what it's not.
Sounds like an Adam Sandler.
I actually think it's okay. I don't think it's great. I don't think it's terrible. I think the song isn't good. I don't think
we could put this to the. We could put this to the Miles test. You think if Miles listened to this guy singing, he'd say the same thing that he did when he heard me singing the other day?
I think we should probably put you two up because I'm guessing. I mean, this is from the guy who got told by his grandson to stop. So I don't know. I mean, can you tell this guy not to sing?
I think I'm tasting some sour grapes.
Really? Is that because I don't have a recording contract? I've been told over the years I have quite a nice voice. If I get the pitch, I'm okay. I could have had a singing career. I could have had a baseball career.
You could have
been a contender.
You could have been anything.
And here I am with you guys. All right.
Oh, okay.
Lucky you.
Yeah, lucky me.
Well, at least Barry Zito still has some World Series rings to hang on to.
Good for him. All right, let's turn our attention to a real singer, somebody who really, really got it, somebody who is, whenever I listen to anything he does, wow, do I get turned on. Johnny Cash in the focus here. Guitar, all of that. His voice, his mannerisms when he sang. Walk the line.
I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through.
So there's an announcement out today about a concert which will close out the first Johnny Cash Heritage Festival in Arkansas this fall. A lot of this is where, by the way, they're going to actually have this concert in the field where he picked cotton as a youngster. That's pretty cool, right?
Yeah.
And it's not far from where he lived and the house itself in Dyess, Arkansas, D-Y-E-S-S, and northeast Arkansas, 50 miles north of Memphis. And so the concert will have Roseanne Cash singing and his pal Kris Kristofferson singing. I would like to go to this. Can we figure out how to do the program from there?
That would be cool,
right? Good take. Yeah, this could be a good take. Absolutely great take. Along with the concert, the festival also will feature a symposium at the Regional Music Hall in Colony Circle, Memories of a Lifetime Oral History Project and Arts and Crafts and that sort of thing. Demonstrations take place at this Dyess Colony Circle, little town in Arkansas. This is a great, this is a boy named Sue. What a great storyteller he was. 28 past the hour.
In mid-July and I just hit town and my throat was dry.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. The importance of socializing your pet. So often, the calls I get on the Pet Show are about dogs and cats that are not particularly happy when people come over. It's not that they don't want to be around people. It's that they have a fear of people or they've never been exposed to people. When asked, people say to me, Warren, what's the first thing I need to teach my new dog or my new cat? Training is critical. Education is important for both dogs and cats. But even more important than education is socializing. When your dogs and cats feel like part of the family, when people or family members come over and your dogs and cats come out and want to hang out and play with them, that's a dog or cat that's been well socialized. So training is important, sure. Teach them to sit, teach them to come when called, teach them to heel, teach them to walk properly, but make sure you spend plenty of time socializing your pets around things they'll be seeing every day like other animals and other people. It'll make all the difference in the world for your relationship. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Maria Francesca with your astrological forecast for the week of February 13th to February 19th. The moon starts out in the sign of Libra. Libra is ruled by Venus, the goddess of love and beauty. Perfect for Tuesday, Valentine's Day. Midweek, we get a little more intense when the moon moves into Scorpio. We end the week in a really positive note with the moon traveling through idealistic and fiery Sagittarius. And one final astrological event. On the 18th, the sun will move to the sign of Pisces, and we are going to have a different kind of energy for the next 30 days. So tune in next week, and I'll tell you a little more about that. Have a really great week, and to get in touch with me, you can always send an email to smbworks@earthlink.net.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
As a doctor, I see patients every day who are losing their vision to age-related macular degeneration, also known as AMD. If you have blurry vision or blind spots, they can be symptoms of AMD, and if untreated, could lead to blindness. The good news? AMD can be managed with effective, clinically approved treatments that may reverse some vision loss. For free AMD information, contact the Foundation Fighting Blindness at 1-800-BLINDNESS. That's 1-800-BLINDNESS. There is a cure in sight.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Now 34 after the hour, I'm Doug Steffen with Doug, me, Jennifer, Victoria, her. What? Did I forget what? Kara?
You seem like you forgot our names.
Now, every once in a while, though, my focus is on something. I get distracted, as you know. I'm putting together the TV report for all of us to talk about and the sports report. And then jumping in front of me is this story about... This is a black hole, and this was a black day, and this is not good. There isn't one of us who will think that this is a good idea. Yesterday, Congress took apart a vote or a piece of a vote, getting rid of the rule that makes it harder for people who are mentally disturbed by guns. Who, in their right mind, thinks this is a good idea? There was a rule. Remember the guy who got his hands on the gun, killed 20 children, at Sandy Hook. That's where this started in Connecticut.
Yeah.
And,
but those were his mother's guns, weren't they?
Yes.
I don't know whose guns they were, but it doesn't make a difference. This is when it started. There's no reason in hell. There's no reason, even the nuttiest of gun nuts will look at this and think, why are we doing this? We're trying to make it more difficult for people who have mental disabilities to get guns, and they're going to take away. Anybody who says they have a Second Amendment right has got holes in their head.
Well,
there's no right
okay,
for somebody mentally ill to
have a gun.
There's no argument.
Hold on a second. What do you suggest? Because I think that everybody agrees, but what's the litmus test? Because there is a Second Amendment right that has to be honored as part of the Constitution.
Not
so
if you're mentally ill, it doesn't.
But
no
how do
way.
You, but that's what I'm asking you. What is mentally ill, and how do we regulate it?
The regulation needs, well, I mean, it comes from association as much as anything else. We all know that there are plenty of people, including this kid, who everybody knew was a crackpot.
Okay. Let's say you're a gun store owner. Let's say you're a gun store owner, mm-hmm. and anybody who is of age and who takes the test and who follows the law in the state can come through and buy a gun. How do we regulate who's mentally ill without violating
people's
rights?
I don't have an answer. I honestly don't have an answer. But I know there better be a standard, and we better come up with an answer.
That's what the answer is, that we don't know how to do this.
Well, this doesn't make it. This isn't smart. There's nothing about getting rid of this rule that's smart. Not anything.
But specifically, though, Jen, this clause, this is something that President Obama did. And this was with the Social Security Administration, and this was if you have documented mental health issues, meaning that you cannot manage your disability benefits on your own, like without a representative, or, you know, like Britney Spears' dad doing it
right,
for you.
Conservatorship, sure.
Then that person would not be allowed to buy a gun, and that which seems, that makes total sense
that
to
makes
me.
Sense.
Right, but that's what they're taking away. That's what they're rolling back on. They're
right,
taking that away.
There has to be a way to figure it out without violating people's constitutional rights.
But that doesn't violate people's constitutional rights, so I don't understand why they're rolling back on that. That doesn't make sense to me, other than just to appease gun owners and just
nothing
take restrictions away.
I don't think there's any gun owners. I mean, you'll find that gun owners are actually probably more responsible than the average Joe. People that are doing it the right way know about respect for the weapon. It's not like they're out there shooting them up. So
right.
I don't know if it's the NRA or gun owners that are behind this. We'd have to look into
who's benefiting from this then.
Yep. I'd like to know. Inquiring minds want to know. All right, so that's my prickly story of the day. Meanwhile,
but really quick, one extra point though to Jen's point. Wasn't there a gun store owner down in Orlando who refused to sell those guns to that Omar Mateen creep?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, so I guess in that sense, if Omar
it's
Mateen,
it's their job to not. It's the gun store owner's job if they feel uncomfortable.
So then, what do we do to prosecute them if they sell to the wrong person? What happens then? If the gun owner doesn't follow the rules, what happens to that person who
sells
the gun?
Well, in that case, the guy refused to sell because he had a weird feeling, right? Let's say somebody
does do it.
Right.
Somebody does it, doesn't follow the rules. What happens to the person who sells the gun to the inappropriate
See,
person?
See, that's sticky, though, too, because what if the guy, even crazy, can pull it together for 10 minutes? What if crazy
yeah, look,
pulls
we
it
do
together?
Every day.
You don't have a crystal ball. I mean, that's a really hard standard. I mean, yes, the rule's in place. Hey, if you feel anything weird about this, you're supposed to call ATF and let them deal with it, and you're not supposed to have to deal with it yourself. But, I mean, I know a lot of people who are kind of cuckoo who get it together and go to work every day.
Errors, that's what I just said, errors and of omission and that kind of stuff are just not excusable, though, in this circumstance. It's too important. All right, we got 39 minutes after the hour. Time for us to do our sports report. Biff and Biff are here. Should we have Barry Zito do the theme now for the sports report? Maybe that's the way to give him some credibility. For those of you who didn't know, Barry Zito, ex of the, what was he in the American? He was... All-star.
Right?
He worked for the... He played for the Giants?
Yeah. He was on the Giants.
San Francisco Giants. Anyway, he's got a new song called The Secret of Life that he's allegedly singing. And so...
Oh, boy.
With that...
Everybody's a critic.
Yes, I know. Right.
Stop,
exactly.
Please.
All right. So go ahead. Play it one more time. Yeah, go ahead. Get it off of your chest. Here's
Stop,
Miles...
Please.
Reacting by
singing.
I'm just going to keep playing it over and over again.
No, is that what you're going to do? All right, let's see. Biff and Biff are here. Let's see what we can do with this Detroit Red Wings story. This is very interesting. Detroit Tigers and the Red Wings, the that's the hockey team, right, Jennifer?
In Red
Detroit?
Wings, yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
They paid the rent of Rosa Parks for over 10 years, the fellow that owned the two teams. That story just now coming to light because he passed away last week. Isn't this an interesting story? Who wants to give us the details?
Did you hear about this, Jen?
I didn't until I saw it today from you. But no, this is a really cool story.
Yeah, it really is. And Mike Ilitch is his name, and he made his money owning Caesar's Little Caesar's Pizza, you know, the pizza chain. That's where he made his money, and then he bought the Detroit Tigers and the Red Wings. And he was apparently very involved with the sports teams and much loved by the players. And in 1994, he's a Detroit native. He heard that Rosa Parks needed safer housing after she was robbed and assaulted at her home in central Detroit, which that's a story I did not know about. And so he called up one of Rosa Parks' friends. It was a guy named Judge Damon Keith, and he offered to pay her rent as long as necessary, and so that's what he did. So she was 81, she moved into a new apartment, and she lived there until 2005 when she died at the age of 92, and Mike Ilitch quietly paid her rent the whole time. And the reason it's coming out now is because her friend Judge Keith, he said it's important that people know what Mike Ilitch did for Rosa Parks, because it's symbolic of what he also did for the people of Detroit. And so last night at the
good
Red
owners,
Wings,
he has great rap with him.
Yeah, he died February 10th at the age of 87. And last night, the Detroit Red Wings debuted new patches on their jerseys that said Mr. I. And so they did a little remembrance of him and a tribute to him. So it's just a really wonderful story that, you know, he was anonymous doing it all that time. And it's nice that it came out now.
Yep, agreed. All right. Another sports item here, video games in the focus. The NBA is looking for people who are good at video games because they are looking for players that come out of that. I understand that when you're trying to fly a plane, if you go to video games, how does it figure you'd be a good basketball
player? Yeah, if you're 4'10", playing video games is probably not going to equate when you're up against Shaq, right? Well, the NBA announced that it's partnering with the makers of the NBA 2K video game series to create an eSports basketball league. Each of the 30 NBA franchises will have a virtual team made up of 5 players. There will be an actual draft of the world's best gamers, and they'll all be getting salaries. Cha-ching for all you people at home on the couch. The NBA is looking to break ground into the global esports industry that's already worth hundreds of millions of dollars. This will be the first American professional sports league with the virtual counterpart. It's set to debut as early as next year, and they could be tapping into a pretty big audience. In 2015, ESPN noted the Super Bowl was the only sports championship that got more viewers than the championship for League of Legends, which is an immensely popular video game with its own league. So NBA is looking at making some money and getting some eyes.
Nah.
Isn't it crazy that you can get paid to play video games? Like, that's your job. That is, I mean, I think it's weird enough when people watch people playing poker on TV, and now to watch people play video games on TV is
snooze
big
fest.
Business.
Yeah,
totally snooze fest, but big business.
All right, speaking of big business, the television report up next here. It's 43 minutes past the hour on the DJ.
Them too.
Yeah.
For me, it was the big S class from the 90s. Beautiful. My friend's dad had one.
The SL. All of the SLs. I've been watching those since I was a kid.
I think the 1971 SE was the first Mercedes that just blew me away.
Everyone remembers the first time they saw one, and the day they began to long for a Mercedes-Benz of their own. Well, that day may be a lot closer than you think. With a certified pre-owned Mercedes-Benz, you can experience the luxury, the unparalleled safety, the performance, and the style Mercedes-Benz is famous for at a price you can afford. Beautiful SUVs, sedans, coupes, and convertibles that are factory certified and covered by an unlimited mileage warranty for up to 3 years, so you can drive without a worry for as far as you like. And during the certified pre-owned sales event going on now through February 28th, you can receive 2 years of complimentary prepaid maintenance and special financing available through Mercedes-Benz Financial Services, only at your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer. You've waited long enough.
See your authorized Mercedes-Benz dealer for complete details and limitations on certified pre-owned warranties.
The U.S. economy has been getting stronger, and home values have been increasing. This good economic news presents a unique financial opportunity for you. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Many of our clients have been taking cash out of their homes, a strategy that might work for you. The smart move is to refinance your mortgage right now with Quicken Loans. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how much we can lower your mortgage payment. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, so this is a television story of sorts. 46 past the hour now of the DJV experience. The story from Canada of a man yesterday who got a pleasant surprise. Authorities returned $100,000 in cash to him after it was discovered in an old television set he'd sent to the junkyard.
Wow. How nice they returned it.
We're dismantling this television set. And the electronics firm, it's a recycling firm, near Toronto, found these $50 bills in the back of the TV. And the guy apparently, for whatever, maybe he's into early dementia or something, but he had lost, this is basically his retirement, and he lost it, or he couldn't didn't remember what he did with it. And he wasn't, the television set didn't work anymore, so he gave it to the junk man. Junk man brought it to the reprocessing recycling plant, and they opened it up and they found all this cash, and they said to themselves, ugh. So that is good, isn't it, that they gave it back to him?
That's crazy that happened. Wow.
Yeah, how many people would actually
have done that?
I know.
Okay, who knows who Rachel Lindsay is?
Ooh, me. I know who that is.
You're the one who watches The Bachelorette, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay, so what's their story?
Well, this story actually really annoys me because she's on The Bachelor. She's a contestant right now. She hasn't been kicked off yet, but they've already announced that she's going to be The Bachelorette in the next season. So, spoiler alert, if you didn't know, she's going to be kicked off and she's going to be the main person on the next season.
Aren't they making a big deal out of it because she's the first black Bachelorette?
Yeah, she's the first black Bachelorette, which is insane to me because the show's been on for more than 20 seasons.
Well,
and
not only
never...
that, but they make a, you know, like, it's okay.
Well, I think it's good because people are excited that they're finally, The Bachelor, you know, whatever you want to call it, show is finally coming up to, you know, the 21st century.
Black women aren't supposed to fall in love?
No, but I'm saying that, like, they've been so behind the times. It's essentially like, you know, a couple black women come on for The Bachelor and then they all get eliminated by, like, the third episode. So it's exciting for people to finally see someone on there because, black women can actually fall in love, you know.
Yeah.
Mm. So, I don't know. She's the most normal person on the show, so it's nice to see her actually. You know, for me, I personally wish that she would get the heck out of there because everyone on The Bachelor is crazy, and she doesn't seem to be so, but, you know, whatever.
I think it's a testing ground for a black bachelor, too, because that's really what people have been calling for, so they're dipping their toe in the ratings water.
Great.
Speaking but why of black the heck women would they make that announcement too soon so that they ruined it for everybody?
Exactly. Yeah.
I personally think it's because this season is kind of boring and not much is going on and it's stupid. Whatever, Doug. This is
entertainment. Doug, this is what people talk about.
Yeah. I should stay out of these conversations.
I think,
no, because
I think
watch
this season is boring, and so that's why they made the announcement to reel people back in.
All right.
Okay. So, should I finish?
But what I'm asking is... Just kidding.
That was awesome.
Okay. Very cute. Michelle Obama, speaking of black women on TV, is going to guest star on MasterChef Junior.
Hmm.
I don't know anything about this show either, so...
Gordon Ramsay's show where the kids, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yep, they're kid chefs, and apparently some of them are really good.
Really?
I've seen a few episodes of it, and yeah, they're kind of remarkable.
So she's going to bring in some of her vegetables?
I don't know. I don't think she has access anymore.
All right, so that's
it. Yeah.
I think we have run out of time here in this segment. Isn't that amazing? 10 minutes before the hour.
All right, guys. guys. We're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no. We'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the long list? You know, the fun.
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Hi there, Dick Allgaier here. I was a mainstream television news reporter for over three decades. I normally never do commercial endorsements. I am very skeptical of health supplements, but a friend of mine told me about his experience with Synergy One, so I purchased a bottle, and my wife and I have been using it for a few weeks now. I very much dislike so-called energy boosters, those little energy drinks that have caffeine and guarana and other things that make your heart race. This is not that. My experience with Synergy One has been great. My mood is better. My joints feel better. I have more vigor, more stamina, way increased productivity. My wife and I both noticed that we even dream more. So I recommend Synergy One. It's really good stuff. I'm having great results with it.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworldway.com.
Now 53 past the hour, time for a visit from Dr. Ken Kronhaus here in the DJV Experience. The doctor comes to us with expertise in all kinds of things. He's a cardiologist, Dr. Ken. If you're new to the program, he is one of the experts that I bring on that I like to have dig into some of the dirt, the deep dirt stories that deserve the light of day, may not always get them from his studying the journals of medicine. So what's this about a daily aspirin? This is the kind of stuff, Ken, that drives me nuts, because science one day says something about aspirin that's good, next day aspirin is bad. So what do we have, good or bad today about aspirin?
Well, this is good, and this is new. This is something I don't think you've heard before. This is from the Journal of Clinical Endocrinology and Metabolism. I tell you, a couple going through a miscarriage, this is probably not more harmful way to start off, but this is some hope. Taking something as simple as a daily low-dose aspirin, Doug, could help prevent recurrence of a miscarriage. The aspirin appears to help boost live births in women with high levels of inflammation who previously lost the pregnancy.
Okay, next up is an alternative to flu vaccine. in my mind, you and I have this discussion frequently about vaccines. Here's a study about vitamin D. I've been taking a lot of vitamin D this winter.
Good.
And it may be one of the reasons that I haven't come down with a cold or the flu. And apparently, without me knowing it, I was doing the right thing.
Exactly. And the authors of this study conclude it might be almost as effective as the vaccine. This comes out of the British Medical Journal today, that vitamin D really does protect against respiratory infections, including colds and flu. The analysis of pooled raw data from around 11,000 participants in 25 clinical trials answered the thorny question of why vitamin D worked in some trials but not in others. The bottom line is that the protective effects, Doug, of vitamin D supplementation are strongest in those who have the lowest vitamin D levels, and when supplementation is given daily or weekly rather than in more widely spaced doses.
All right. So is there any such thing as too much vitamin D? It's kind of like too much vitamin C. I say all the time on the air, and you've heard me say this 100 times, you've heard me say it once, zinc, echinacea, golden seal, having vitamin C, 4,000 units, and now vitamin D.
Vitamin D is a fat-soluble, not to get too much in the weeds, but vitamin D is a fat-soluble as opposed to water-soluble vitamin. The fat-soluble vitamins don't get into your urine, but they get stored in the body. So you can get toxic way too much, so you have to be careful. You can't overdo it. Never take on your own more than 2,000 units of vitamin D per day unless the doctor tells you and you get levels checked in the blood.
All right. Well, I've had in my blood work that we did in December,
I have.
It was still low. My vitamin, even though I'd taken this stuff, I still am low on vitamin D.
And well, also getting a little bit of sun. You know, I recommend 10 to 15 minutes three times a day in your birthday suit out in the sun.
Oh, boy. Don't encourage him, Ken.
Just don't invite me.
All right. I'll keep my... I was going to say something, but I was very good. I didn't say what I was thinking, folks. The study that links working at home with more stress and not being able to sleep. This is interesting, Ken.
Exactly. Working outside an office may spare you from commutes and interruptions by colleagues, but it also, Doug, makes you more vulnerable to unpaid overtime, stress, and insomnia. This is according to a new report from where else but the United Nations International Labor Organization. Employees are more productive while outside of a conventional office, but noted also that it brought risks of longer working hours, higher work intensity, and work-home interference.
All right, let's talk about the hottest nutrition product around on the market today. Definitely, it's Super Beets. I'm drinking it. Victoria's drinking it. Jennifer's drinking it. Ken drinks it. Kara's drinking it. Why do you drink it? What is there about this? When you look at some of the people that come into your office at Lake Cardiology down in Florida, this is something you'd like to, I'm sure, open up their mouths and pour this stuff down their throat. What is there that appeals to you most about this?
Well, our friends at Neogenis have brought the benefits of Nobel Prize-winning research, teaching us that we need nitric oxide. Our bodies need to continuously make nitric oxide. We need the building blocks continuously inside of our body. And they have two products, the Super Beets, which helps boost our levels, and their Neo 40 product helps us give a good, steady-state, tank-full level of nitric oxide.
Supporting healthy circulation, healthy blood pressure levels, that's what doctors like Ken want to see. And you can get to the bottom of it with the all-natural Super Beets treatment. Call 800-655-4183. If you haven't gotten in on Super Beets yet, get going. This is for the people that are ordering for the first time. You get a 30-day supply free with the book Beat the Odds by dialing 800-655-4183 for Super Beets. Take Dr. Ken's advice, 800-655-4183.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.